B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. It's so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me on the air, guys.
And what are you doing for Thanksgiving again?
I'm sorry. The kid that kind of like was helped my wife clean the house up. She's a Spanish lady. She's coming over. She's known the kids for 30 years. She's coming over. She's bringing tamales over. And also my wife's hairdresser is coming over. He's a nice guy.
But you're not sure about him.
Well, no, I know what he is, but he's a good guy. He's not into girls, and I'm not into him, but he's just, you know, my wife says, where am I going to get my hair done? You know, you can't ever mess with your wife's hairdresser, you know that.
Absolutely. That's Eddie Money.
No, no, guys.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. This is the money man.
You gonna eat that hair? There's plenty of good hair just laying up. Well, don't sweep it up. Put it on a plate and let me eat it like Lady and the Tramp.
I think that was the year before he died. It was like two Thanksgivings ago, I think.
Yeah, the year before I quote-unquote died.
That's right.
Tell that the insurance.
So you're just hiding out somewhere, living high in the hog.
Yeah. It's my ultimate disability scam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie Money.
I'm just playing.
As I said, the whole Ramada lobby over in Natick just won't be the same since he passed away.
They threw me in the sewer. Now, and then I went in an alligator. The alligator ate it. And then I came out the alligator the other end. And then I got washed in the ocean. A fish ate me. It's been beautiful.
Did you ever watch the Eddie Money reality show when it came out?
No.
Okay. The Eddie Money reality show actually was kind of funny. You know, it had the thing that all of those bad reality shows have with, like, the forced storylines and, you know, they've got to do something to make everybody interesting.
Yeah, like, but that making me die.
Well, that wasn't, I don't think was a planned storyline. I would think they'd want to continue making the show. Killing you off probably wasn't a good idea when the show was about you.
Yeah, they were pretty dumb.
Yeah, they wasn't very smart. But there was one character on that show that was fantastic, and it was one of his sons who didn't look anything like him. Like, he had to get like three boys and maybe two girls, and they're all kind of older. But there was one that didn't want to be part of the show, and all he did was like work out up in the attic. Like, he had his own like whole like weight system going on, and he was like, he's like the Deuce Gruden of the Eddie Money family.
Anything to get his mind off the pain.
I guess so, but like, he made sure that every time the camera was on him, dude was like pumping some iron, getting jacked. Yep. He was like, this is my big shot. People are going to finally see. Maybe there's going to be some sort of sponsorship I can get from, like, I don't know, Gold's Gym or Weeder or whatever those companies are.
He's deflecting all his emotion.
Maybe that's the case.
You can't think when you're pumping. That was my big song I had. You can't think when you're pumping, mm-hmm. And you can't think when you're huffing, and you put the two together and you're all right.
It's Pumping and Huffing, I think, was the name of your third
pumping
album.
Pumping and Huffing.
Yep.
Yep. Let the train hit your foot. You'll get your mind off of it. You're hungry? Let the train run under your foot. That will take your mind off of it.
That is just you can't think of anything but the pain at that point.
Yep.
It's tough to move around.
Yeah.
You drag your leg.
Yeah, well, they call me the dragger. They call me the dragger. Dragging that stomp along. Yep. They call me old one-eyed dragger.
That's right.
Yep. Because that, you know, I got stabbed with a pencil in the eye. Yeah, Jack. Why are there no Thanksgiving songs? Thanksgiving is here. The coast is clear. I can go outside. The insurance agent is gone. I'm not really dead. That's my new song for Thanksgiving.
I'm not really dead. Just collecting insurance
checks. I'll be home for Christmas. I'll pick up some bread. They're all thinking that I am surely dead. When you are asleep, I become a thief. I take all your stuff and go back to my hut.
He's like the guy from Parasite. He's hiding in the basement.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
I'm
comes
like that
out
guy.
When everyone's asleep. Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of Parasite, you're going to eat that.
No, I don't want to eat my parasites.
I'll eat it. That's a long one. Yeah, that one's been eating your stomach for a while.
It's good eating, yeah.
Yeah, this is a long one. Oh, look at that. That's a worm coming out of you. You going to eat that?
Yeah, I don't think I want to eat any of the worms that are actually coming out of my body, but
I'm sure they're
rich in nutrients.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The situation from the Jersey Shore, which is back on the air, no Snooks, but she'll be back, don't worry, is back on the air, and I was on Complex looking for something maybe to talk about on the show, and there was a link, the situation is announced that he has a child on the way, and I went to his Twitter page, and he sponsors, because you were talking about that kid looking for a sponsorship, but the situation's his face is on protein powders and what have you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to buy my daughter something for Christmas, and then I thought, they're asleep, so I can say these things. And I thought, wait a second. If I was going to buy something from the situation, I could buy something from Pauly D. So I went to the Pauly D website, and not only is it hurting for certain in terms of merch, the only piece of merch that was anything like representative of him, because there's a bunch of DJ stuff, not a bunch, but a couple DJ things that, like, who wants that? Like, no one. And, you know, you want the Jersey Shore stuff. And I don't know if he doesn't have the rights to it or what, but I clicked on one of the shirts. I'm like, I'm going to buy this. And it was out. It was all sold out. So
you can't get a shirt with his face on it or anything like that?
No. DJ Pauly DelVecchio, on your own website. I know you're from Providence, and we are not yet on the air there, but I got to say, whoever's running that website is dragging their feet.
That is...
dragging their feet.
He could have made at least $14 yesterday.
$30.
$30. Yeah.
$30 for a t-shirt, but I thought, why not? And then I was going to go back and get one from the situation, but the situation shirts, a lot of them are just like weird slogans that I'll tell you what's on there. And you tell me, well, you guys don't watch the show.
The situation's like 50, right?
No, he's younger than us.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, but not by much.
God, I always thought he was older. I thought he was much older.
It's a lot of steroids. A lot of steroids.
That might be the case. Now, Pauly D's the oldest, right, of all of them?
DJ Pauly DelVecchio is, I believe, the oldest.
Okay, so he's like 50-something.
Yeah. No. He's younger than us. They're all younger than us. DJ Pauly DelVecchio, I believe, might be, it's called the Situation Store. But it could not be reached.
The situation store.
And much like my email here at work, it cannot be reached. And then, so I was going to ask someone to help me, but guess who's not here? Anybody?
No, you're not going to have anything. Okay, so, Fred, I did something. All I did was
everything's broken. Good. Maybe I'll just go on the phone.
I googled the old computer in my hand. Fred, I am looking at just a world of Pauly D merchandise.
On the Pauly D website?
No, you don't have to get it from the Pauly D website.
Oh, I know. I will not. No bootleggers. No, thank you.
There's Pauly D pillows, Pauly D coffee mugs. I got a Pauly. There's a Pauly D mask that you can wear.
Unless it's right from the source. No, thank you. No, thank you.
There's a shirt that has his face on it that says, I love birthdays this time of year.
I don't think that that's, I don't think that that's, really licensed products.
And I'm not going to,
the Situation Store. Okay. I'm living my best life is, one of his sayings, a free Big Daddy Sitch. But if I get my daughter a shirt, I'm living my best life. That doesn't, like, the whole joke of it is over. It doesn't. It has passed the French fries.
Dude, he has an endorsement which is perfect with styling spike, like just to spike your hair. Like, I mean, there's, you can get like this special Pauly D. It's called Got to Be Glued Spiking Glue.
Do you think I should get my daughter Angelina hasn't got impounded in a long time?
That, I mean, sure. Why not? Or it's something she hasn't heard in the show anyway.
Or the free switch, sweatbands.
There's Pauly D lip balm. Fred, just go on Amazon. There's
That all sounds bootleg to me. If I want it, I want it from the store. I want the money going right to their pocket. Don't try to get the free Big Daddy Sitch hoodie because it is sold out. Mm. You cannot get your hands on that. You cannot handle this situation, it says. All right, Amazon has got Pauly D stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah, tons. Prank War Champion t-shirts, whatever that means.
Whatever that means, it means he's the champion of the... Prank War Champ!
They sell Pauly D tanning lotion.
Yeah.
Like he, it's he's endorsed it. It's this Pauly D Insta-famous tanning lotion, multicolor... which is what you want when you tan. Multicolors all over your body. Doesn't seem like the right idea. There's a Pauly D megaphone. Does he like use a megaphone on the show?
Is it bejeweled?
It is not bejeweled. This one is not bejeweled.
He uses a bejeweled one. Okay. And he'll go, I love birthdays this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loves it. A lot of this stuff doesn't seem like it's licensed.
Pauly D's Sexy Swag Bronzer Tanning Lotion.
Funny Pauly D Christmas tea. I love this time of year. That doesn't sound like that's him. I mean, come on, Team D. Get on this.
You got to get on it.
Prank World Champion! All right. Well, yeah, Cabs are Hero. Yeah, I have that, but that's not a licensed shirt. I feel like I've already robbed from him.
Mm.
All right. Well, I mean, call me when Vinny gets a line of something. I mean, he was a Chippendale dancer.
Vinny was a Chippendale dancer?
Yeah. Yeah, Rich. He was.
Never knew that.
Well...
Maybe
get
more.
Off that island and start living
more.
In the real world. He was just in Vegas and on the side of every bus. Brian, you use Pauly D's hair gel? Do you live in Providence, Rhode Island?
No, I don't. My 3-year-old's got a little mohawk going on. It'll last all through gymnastics the whole day, 8 hours sticking up straight.
Yeah, well, there you go. Pauly D's people, you won't put them on the show, but we're here to endorse his products and say that they work. You have Brian right here. Thank you. It survives it survives an 8-year-old's gymnastics.
There is not a person that I have tried harder to get on this show
with
Pauly D. And Pauly D should be one of the easiest people we should get on the show.
Radio doesn't have the same juice, I guess. You know, it used to be a time that...
Who else is talking Jersey Shore, though? Like, you know, like anywhere. Like, who's talking Jersey? We are talking, but nobody else is talking Jersey Shore right now.
It does well in the ratings, though. You know how I know? Is because I was on the Situation's Twitter account, and he says so.
Because they also keep making them. Yeah. So I would think that's probably a good sign as well.
I don't know. My wife, daughter, and I all watch it. We're glued to it. We can't get enough. So, and I watch it unironically. I mean, it's obviously funny. They know it. It's not like they think they're cool. But, you know, if they keep getting drunk, I'll keep watching. That's all I got to say. All right. We'll be back, Rich. I'm sure lots and lots of things are happening. I would have to imagine. I'm not crazy, am I?
No. Tom Brady's not very good week gets even worse yesterday. We will get into that.
All right. We will have that for you in just a jiff.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah, Dunkin' is here to help you keep up and running, Boston, with free Media Meister hot coffee on Wednesdays for DD Perks members. Not a DD Perks member, but still really want to get a free medium coffee. Download the Dunkin' app and join DD Perks today to get free medium hot or iced coffee on Wednesdays and use the app for easy contactless way to order and pick up. America runs on Dunkin' participation. May vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Oh, Tom Brady isn't having a very good week. Despite a relatively good 7-4 record, several of Tampa Bay's losses, including the one this weekend, were lost in part because of an uncharacteristic boneheaded move by Tom himself. A few weeks ago, was forgetting how many downs he had left. On Monday, it was two of the worst interceptions you've ever seen Tom Brady throw. Now, he's still playing at a high level, obviously, but with this much talent around him, the excuses are running out. And after holding his tongue for a few weeks, Bucks coach Bruce Arians decided to, once again, take a flamethrower to Tom Brady Incorporated. Here he is yesterday.
Other than the deep ball, I think he's getting confused a few times with coverage that might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter on Sundays hitting them.
He's great in practice, not during games, Fred.
I got a recipe, more hand massaging. Get Guerrero in there. He ain't working that hand. That right hand needs to be pumped. Because we all know that when he watches film, and this is true, this is not being sarcastic, that when they watch film, Guerrero will be in the film room with Brady working on his hand, working on his arm, constantly touching him, which seems like an absolute nightmare. Oh, do I hate it when people touch me. I absolutely hate it. I mean, females that aren't my wife, right, or you know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But, I hate that.
Well, the only thing weirder, I think, than being touched would be having to have a conversation with someone who is being touched. Like, that's a little odd, too. Like, if you're talking to him and you're watching tape and you look down, there's Guerrero on his knees, kind of hiding behind the desk.
Well, it's,
Like Commander Lassard or whatever his name was from...
Commandant.
Commandant Lassard from Police Academy.
Oh, that's a great scene. Young Fred is even... That was no looker either, but yeah. I still, even just his... You know, his comedic acting, his facial expressions helped young Fred along at least a couple times in his youth. You know, until the girl that was really hot, you didn't realize until you got older, the blonde one, with the short hair, the tough one. Mm-hmm. I never realized because John, I'm a little younger than you, so you probably did. But when I would watch Police Academy, I just thought she was a brute. And then when you get older, you realize, oh, Hachi Machi.
I think I actually know her name. Leslie Easterbrook? Was that her name?
I don't know.
Pretty much knew right away that she was something to behold. Yeah.
Kasaba number one, yeah. Kasaba number two.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's basically how his play has been as of late.
Yeah, but Guerrero and Brady, I mean, it is a carnival-like situation when you're waiting in line and there is a little thin guy rubbing the back of a big old heifer. That is what they have going on there. It's like a Disneyland line love.
Yeah, PDA right there in front of you. Mm, well, I do love he's great in practice, just not during games. That's not fun to hear. But listen, for as many things, obviously, that Brady does well, and there's a lot, his deep ball isn't one of them. He is 0 for 19 on passes of 20 yards or more over the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's over with. He that's been declining forever.
It's true. It has been. But, I mean, this has been gratuitous because they continue to try it. Like, that's the thing, is that at least here in his final year, he just kind of gave up on it after a while.
You know why? Because he didn't have any receivers he could throw the ball too deep. He's got the best complement of receivers in the NFL other than
Antonio
Pittsburgh.
Brown. And you know what's funny is that he still throws the ball really hard because they have those next-gen stats that miles an hour they estimated coming out of his arm.
It's just not accurate.
But, yeah, like his deep ball, he has no sense of it.
He's got all the receivers he needs. And if I'm Bruce Arians, I'm pissed You know, well, we brought you in here to win us a Super Bowl. We got you your stupid receiver. You were bitching and moaning about Antonio Brown.
Hang on, John. He knew that Tom Brady sucked with the deep ball. Like, that's the thing.
No.
By the way, he was asked yesterday. This is great. So Breece Arians was asked why they attempt so many of these, like, bombs if they don't do it well. And his answer was, quote, "We've got guys open. We just miss them.
Yeah.
When they're there, we need to hit them. We can't have them going off our fingertips, and we can't overthrow them."
I'm sure there was stuff that Bruce Arians looked at on tape and said, well, if we get him the receivers, he'll be fine. No, that's not the case. And I get back to what I was saying before. We got you your stupid wide receiver you bitched and moaned about for 4 months in Antonio Brown. Hell, we even went and got you Leonard Fournette, who's not any good, but you wanted to make sure you didn't trust Jones, so we got you Fournette as well.
He
dropped more than one. He dropped three of them out of the backfield. I mean, look, Tom Brady got everything he wanted, and he's not succeeding. So if I'm Bruce Arians, the head coach of this mess, I'm pissed too. And I say whatever I want to.
Is there more of a wasted talent that you can think of off the top of your head than Leonard Fournette? I mean, the way he was, like, when he was 18, I mean, he's just built. Like, I mean, he was unstoppable. And then he got weird in college about not playing. And then he came out, and he's obviously, it's a lack of effort. I mean, everything
sort
with him
of good in his rookie year, and then hasn't been any good since.
But I know he's had injuries, but I would attribute it to an entirely a lack of effort because
like it's a Haynesworth situation where he just stopped playing.
Dropping balls is not a Lockhart. What do you think? I would say that is off the top of my head, Leonard Fournette, a egregious lack of effort. Do you hear me? Leonard Fournette, an egregious lack of effort, like a guy who just doesn't care.
Yeah, no, he's always been hurt. And I've always thought he was a guy that just kind of got up in the morning and then went and worked out a little bit and got on the football field, kind of like a Roethlisberger.
Because I remember him in high school. How dominant that kid was.
Well, that's the thing. He was like a great super athlete who was huge and could run over everybody, so he didn't need to try extra hard. Like a lot of these guys emerge from college, these small schools, because they try so hard. He's one of these guys that just didn't have to, and it's showing up in his pro career.
Yeah, I mean, because people were like, I want the Patriots to get Fournette, and then you're like, he stopped trying at LSU. Remember, he was like one of the first kids to take the bowl game off and to do all that stuff. Like, he just doesn't care, but I digress.
Yeah, everyone's flipping out about Tampa Bay. Tom Brady had a bad game, and he's had a couple bad games, and obviously his interceptions are concerning. He's got more as a Buck than he had all of last year, and we're only in, 11 games in for them? They're going to be fine. Like, that team's going to be okay. They're probably going to do fairly well in the playoffs. Hell, they might even make it to the NFC championships. Who knows? Despite them being in sixth place.
NFC's nothing that great. Curtis, go ahead, because I like the
gentlemen,
way you
use. You guys are like, you know, the disparity between treatment. Like,
No. Say the word. You know. Say the word I like.
What word was it? I'm sorry. Gentlemen.
Hypocrites.
Okay. Hypocrites.
All right, go ahead. Yes.
No. You're absolutely right. Like, the bottom line is you the Patriots are 4-5 last week, and looking to get to 500. This other Tampa Bay team 7-3 after the same
7-4.
10 games.
And
7-4 now after 11. I apologize, but still, I mean, the point is still the same, that this team is in good position to make it to the playoffs, and the Patriots have fallen off a cliff. Largely in part because of the absence.
Oh, believe me. Listen,
you just said all those things.
Yeah, if Tom Brady
just repeated what we just said.
Right. Okay. If Tom Brady would be that's all right. I'll do this for you. Brady would be the best quarterback on Buffalo, Miami, New York, Dallas, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland. I might rather have Roethlisberger. That's a debate. Chicago, I mean, on and on and on. I'm basically naming every team in the NFL. I mean, he's...
Could I just go... I'm sorry, guys. Just real quick, one more point. Like, this whole fan base is disgusting. You know, they had mentioned on Felger and Maz the other day, there's about a 15 to 20% drop in viewership, you know, because at the first sign of trouble and struggle for the franchise in 20 years, after the football gods gave you the gift in the form of Tom Brady, the demigod that he is, and everything that he did, I think that Belichick is the biggest smoke oil salesman of all time, and the discussion needs to go in the direction of how many the organization, and the Kraft and Belichick left on the table. Not the six they won, but the probably other six that they should have won with the greatest quarterback.
No, come on.
No, you look at the Cubs and you can talk about them.
No, no.
We were talking about that yesterday. But
you want six.
If you want to talk about, look at the Bears, the 85 Bears, that's a team that should have won more, but not. You can't do that to the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, they won plenty.
And of course the ratings are down because you're losing. I mean, people aren't gathering around every Sunday to watch the Patriots because it's not the Super Bowl anymore. The Patriot games, local Patriot games, were the Super Bowl. Everyone got together, and it was what you did on Sundays, and you're losing that casual fan base. Of course you are.
50%, by the way, is shockingly low. I thought it would have been more than that, to be quite honest.
I mean, people love the Patriots. It's by far the most popular team in the region, and they'll continue to be for a while. But of course, they're not going to have as high ratings. You're losing casual fans. Why would a casual fan care about this team? I know it from the people that I know. People, every Sunday, what are you doing for the Patriots game? They don't do that anymore. And it's not the coronavirus. They're just doing something else. They're going and doing something else. It's not a conversation. They're playing golf. It's not the same. So, yeah. And that's going to continue to happen.
Can we take line three?
Nick, go ahead.
Guys, why does Wiggy keep calling up under the pseudonym of Curtis? He cannot mask that voice. I know. I've actually called you guys a handful of times to call him out on it. He does it all the time. Isn't he on the radio right now?
I don't know. Is he?
I don't think anyone knows.
No, I'm dead serious. Is Wiggins on the Hillman show?
He is. He's on a 6 a.m. show.
Oh, well.
Are they in between breaks right now? I mean, there's no disguising that voice.
He used to call us every time. I'm being serious, Nick. When he was on Romero, he would call us and like tweet us during the show while he was on the air, and he got in trouble once. Do you remember that? Like, Manfred got mad at him that he was like contacting our show while not just they were in a commercial break, like while they were actually on the air, and I think he got in trouble for it. I don't know what beef is, but he did.
He got in trouble. He actually came in one day. He was walking by and decided to come in. No,
well, we had the Wiggy alarm for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we had the Wiggy alarm.
Because we knew that when he'd come by, he would always like take a look at the studio. And it was...
Chicken palm sounds. Manja. I mean, Z.
Those were the days.
I'm sorry. I like Wiggy.
By the way, if you're questioning me that Fournette quit on LSU, look no further than him and Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams, who's someone who went to LSU. I mean, that's the sentiment. If you don't know that, you're an idiot. I mean, if you don't know it, you're not an idiot. It doesn't matter. But if you are a Captain LSU fan and you don't know that the feeling around the team or in the program is that he quit on them, you are not following that program. I mean, I've heard it as recently as this week. I'm looking at it now. Google. Fournette quit on LSU. Him and Jamal Adams going back and forth. That's one thing that pops up. I mean, he did.
I got to be honest. I haven't watched every minute of every Tampa Bay game this year, but I did watch a lot of this one on Monday night, and he was just awful. Like, there's something off there. And I don't even know if it was effort, because, like, there'd be balls that were right in his hands, and he just, like, dropped them, and he couldn't catch them. It didn't even seem like it was an effort thing. It was just like he's out of it or off.
Weird, because I was waiting for Brady to give him the Galloway stare. You know, like, get the hell off my field. Don't come back here again. But he realizes he needs this guy. He needs this guy on the field because, you know, he needs all the help he can get. Honest to God, Brady is struggling. And there's nothing Tampa Bay can do about this.
I mean, he's still so good.
He's good, but we talked about this yesterday. He's not good for a sustained period of time. He's good for a quarter. He's good for a couple of games. And then he has a half like he did on Monday night. I mean, it's just the way it is now. And Tampa. And let's be honest, he's about 6 years past his expected expiration date. I mean, this man is 43, 44 years old. This was bound to happen occasionally. But for a team that sold its soul to bring him in to win a championship, it sucks.
All right, when we get back, there's somebody who is a friend of our show who's calling out Tom Brady, and it's pretty great. So
all right.
We've got that waiting for you.
We will have that for you in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We made you.
Sports Hub headlines.
We go. Patriots players had yesterday off. They return to Foxborough this morning. Bill Belichick's team will entertain Arizona on Sunday.
We're explosive. We're as explosive as anybody we've played. We have a lot of good players. You know, experienced offensive line, some good speed players in the passing game. Kirk, Isabella, a couple of great receivers with Hopkins and Fitzgerald.
Cardinals have the top offense in the NFL at the moment, just ahead of Kansas City. As expected, the Patriots will be without Rex Burkhead for the rest of the season. He took a helmet to his knee in Houston last weekend. Baltimore Ravens are 6-4. They have to play undefeated Pittsburgh tomorrow night, and now they are short some people. Five players and four staff members have tested positive for the coronavirus, including their top two running backs in J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram. For now, the game is still on. The Celtics introduced rookies Aaron Nesmith and Peyton Pritchard to the media yesterday and then signed them to their contracts. The NBA season is not far off. All players have to report for COVID testing next week. The MLB Network reports the Red Sox have interest in free agent outfielder Yasiel Puig. And in soccer news, the New England Revolution won their first playoff game in 6 years last night. They beat regular season champion Philadelphia 2-0. They'll face Orlando City SC in the Eastern Conference semifinals on Sunday. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Black Friday gift card sale. For every $100 in gift cards purchased, get a free $25 full gift card this Friday only in Peabody and Salisbury. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. Here it comes. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, New York Times side. Ooh! Hold on. Hey.
What am I holding on for?
Just it's the intro. You gotta have a nice intro. Yeah.
Are you gonna do something?
Oh, you want me to do something?
Yeah, I thought I was free for
I thought I was having pipe fun. Here we go. Making money on my day. Hardy on the right. Coughing to my left, don't know what to flow about, gotta go about, get on another show and go out. Now I'm dropping lines from the...
Come on. Keep going.
I was freestyling.
Keep blowing.
It was like 8 Mile. I mean, yeah. It was that good.
Yeah, it was that good. It was that good.
Watch out, Marshall Mathers.
Yes, watch out. I was in the cypher for a minute. It was a good beat, though. It's good.
I'm not even.
You girls know how to Jamaica ska?
Jamaica what?
Yeah, sure, Annette. It's a required course at our college.
Well, do you know how to Jamaica ska?
It is.
Oh, back to the beach. Fishbone, very proud of this. Very proud of their appearance in the Annette Funicello. In the Tony, what is it, Paul Anka?
Frankie Avalon, right?
Frankie Avalon, yeah.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman in that movie. I think Twisted Sister showed up at one point.
Yeah. Fishbone were not well managed. They were not well managed. This was a huge, huge mistake. All right. What's going on, Rich?
Well, we were talking about Tom Brady, who obviously is the oldest quarterback in the league. His deep ball been off for a while. I contested the Bucks knew that, so like killing him for that is kind of ridiculous. But something he can control is whether or not he acts like a dick. So if you notice after Monday night's game, Jared Goff went looking to shake Brady's hand, and of course, Tom ran off the field avoiding Jared Goff. He did the exact same thing when he lost to Nick Foles a few weeks ago. When he wins, it's hey, respect, and you see all these tweets going out. You know, respect on one. I don't ever remember Brady being that guy, like the guy who runs off the field when he loses. I could be wrong, but this sore loser stuff, this is a brand new thing, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't remember any of that. I mean, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Well, let's just say that Shannon Sharp, a guy that I love when he's on with us.
he's an equestrian. he loves it.
Yes, he is. He loves it. When people call him like he's got a horse face.
He says it's the most stallion. He said it's the most majestic of all animals.
That's right. I do like Shannon Sharp, though. He is not a fan of Brady's shenanigans as of late.
He does it. He feels Jared Goff. He feels Nick Foles are beneath him. I can't shake your hand. You beat me. Drew Brees beat him, shook his hand, sprinted to the middle of the field. Peyton Manning is beating him because he feels, okay, well, I'm on a level playing field. Mm. But he feels these other guys are beneath him. He needs to, this is ridiculous. The guy that he's probably going to say he doesn't know, take a look at this photo, people at home. Look at this photo. This is the Super Bowl. The guy that beat him last night that he's going to claim he doesn't know, look what he's doing.
He didn't claim he didn't know him.
He said he didn't know Nick Foles because he won the game. Mm. It's funny. Mm. It's funny. Why can somehow he always find a way to shake hands when he wins? Mm. He always finds a way. If Tom Brady wins, it ain't got nothing to do about no COVID. Because I don't want to hear nothing about no COVID because you went to the middle of the field and you shook hands with Aaron Rodgers. Mm. You went to the middle of the field and you shook hands with Drew Brees. So COVID is off the table.
I just want to isolate every one of, what's his name?
Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless is, it's like he's eating a nice tasty sub.
Well, they're having a good-hearted debate. I mean, imagine getting that wound up about that.
Tell him.
Every day.
Tell him.
Mm. Oh, shit. Shannon Sharp has always hated Tom Brady. Like, there's something there. So when he goes in on Tom Brady, I actually enjoy that. Because there's a visceral hate for him. It's not just Brady.
It's always been the Patriots.
It's true. It's always been the Patriots.
John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I remember him doing this with the Pats when they lost the Super Bowl in Nick Foles, too. So that was the second time he did it in Nick Foles with the running off and no handshake.
The best was when they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl and Belichick was just an infant. Oh, boy. The first time they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, Hachi-machi.
Yeah,
was he a baby?
Season,
yeah, he was a baby.
I'm trying to remember what he did because I remember that too. But what was it that he did? Because I remember he couldn't act any worse.
He acted like I can't remember exactly. I'm sure we could look it up. But he acted like an infant. Like they wanted to talk to him and he wouldn't talk to him. And then when he did talk, he was it was awful.
Yeah, that was the AFC Championship game I was at Indianapolis where they blew that huge 21-3 lead.
Fourth and two, right?
Yeah, no, that was a regular season game. This was the AFC Championship game. If they had won, they would have played the Bears in the Super Bowl and wiped them out. That was Indianapolis's year that they won the Super Bowl beat Indianapolis and beat the Bears in the rain. That was when the Bears had sexy Rex Grossman as the quarterback. And the Patriots blew the huge lead at halftime, and Belichick after the game was twice as bad as he was when he lost to the Giants. It was awful because he knew it was all there in front of him.
Yeah, the behavior is hysterical. He's such a baby. Maybe that's Tom Brady is taking that with him. Maybe Guerrero should massage his spine a little bit and get him a little bit more courage.
Well, meanwhile, some bad news from a guy who was having a great season. Yesterday, Rex Burkhead tweeted, quote, appreciate the support and all those who have reached out the past couple of days. Look forward to coming back better than ever in 2021. So it looks like he's out, which is a bummer. He was having a very good year. Speaking of players who also may be out, Fred, do you happen to remember when we were doing the Patriots Protector Contest and we had a contestant called the Spike King? Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. He was just in his driveway. Was that the guy in his driveway?
No. This guy was intense. He was great. I love the guy. He was actually very funny. No, you're talking about the dude who just said, no, you're thinking the Bruins motorcycle guy, I believe is what you're thinking.
I don't know. There's been so many maniacs that have come into the studio, it's hard to keep them all straight.
Spike King was all right. Well, apparently he's broken Patriots news before, because when I saw this tweeted out, there were a bunch of people like, hey, this guy usually knows what he's talking about. I'm like, all right. Well, yesterday he tweeted, quote, don't shoot the messenger. It's expected that Dante Hightower will officially retire from the NFL in 2021. He has 1 year left in his contract worth $12.4 million, but a dead cap of $2.5 million. It's being discussed that a coaching role would be open for him in New England. And he put also, additionally, Marcus Cannon will join Hightower in retirement. His reason to opt out this year was to prolong the retirement process, as he will still need to be paid out. Patriots fans should be looking at this as additional money, nearly $16 million for both, that is going to open things up. Listen, I'm not sure what the Spike King's record is on things
like
this.
Do not shoot the messenger, though. That's all I got
to
say.
I'm not going to diss the Spike King.
It ain't the Spike King's fault. I'll tell you that. If Hightower retires, and they're obviously good friends, do not blame the Spike King, because he's too busy spiking.
He's the king of spikes.
I mean, I'll take a knee and kneel to his majesty, he who spikes. But, you know, so, yeah, if Hightower retired, good for him.
But neither
he's
of those seem too far-fetched.
He's all broken down and didn't play this year. If he didn't play this year, you obviously don't really want to play football. So,
that's not fair, because he had just had a baby. Like, that was his
deal.
Reasoning.
Everyone has a baby.
But
they live their lives.
No, I think Rich is right. At the time, no one was really sure how COVID would affect everybody.
No,
and
please.
If the baseball stuff had broken out, it's completely different.
I completely disagree. Patrick Chung was going to retire before this year. He opted out because he didn't want to play. I think Dante Hightower, because he had a newborn, was specifically worried about that.
Well, ask Aqib. We'll say, does it surprise you that Hightower would retire? And if he answers, and then we'll go, you know, I would make an argument 1,000 times that if you opted out because of COVID, that you're obviously your passion is a little lacking. That's all. Unless, I guess, you had a situation like Rich. But just
that was Marcus Cannon. That was his reason, right? Yeah.
I don't know. But having a baby, please. That's nothing. That's not why he didn't play.
That's what he said he didn't play.
Well, maybe subconsciously, maybe that's what he thought. But I mean, obviously the passion's not there. I mean, you know, you get offered a lot of money to play the game that you supposedly love and to sit it out. I mean, that says something to me. All right, we'll be right back.
You know, we're all figuring out ways to stay connected and celebrate with each other lately, and this week really kicks off all the whole connection season, because with Thanksgiving, we're going to all want to stay connected to the people we love and the people we just feel that we have to check in on. Everyone getting their holiday on, because this year it's not about how far apart we are, it's about how close we can be. It's so easy to keep in touch with your friends and family, because T-Mobile now connects more people in more places with 5G all across the country. And now that T-Mobile and Sprint have merged, T-Mobile's network is not only bigger, it's even better than before. This season, you can have it all with T-Mobile. Get what you want in a network and so much more. With America's largest 5G network, you won't have to choose between an amazing network and great prices. At T-Mobile, you get both, plus 5G access included at no extra charge. It's time to holiday on with T-Mobile. Do yourself a favor and visit T-Mobile.com to learn more. Capable device required for 5G. Coverage not available in some areas. Some users may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
Cross Insurance, known for building winning partnerships with teams of all sizes. They're the official insurance broker of the Red Sox, Bruins, and the Patriots. Visit CrossAgency.com today. Cross Insurance, your team, your choice.
DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, more Touch of Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thanksgiving, everyone. And that is Big D and the Kids Table, who are from here, who thanked me on one of their albums. There you go. All right. We heard that the Spike King, who has been apparently in studio, he's not the kid that just hit the stick against the ground in his driveway.
No, that guy.
That kid was scary as hell.
Bruins.
Yeah, just that guy. He just slapped his. Slapped his stick against
the
ground.
I voted for him that day because I was scared he was going to kill me.
Oh, that's like me with the heroin guy.
Oh yeah, you say yes, sir. Whatever it is you want.
Yeah, I knew because I didn't think the guy should win, but I knew that you guys weren't voting for him. So when we had the heroin guy for that one Patriots thing,
I remember,
I was like, my friend. He's like, he's like, my kids are listening. I'm like, all right, your vote. You got my vote, sir. Dave, but you have something to say about the Spike King. The Spike King says that Dante Hightower and Marcus Cannon are retiring. And I could see that. I mean, they didn't want to play this year. They set the year off. Maybe they're enjoying not playing football. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you can trust him or not. But last year during the preseason, the Patriots do a practice in stadium. He put on Instagram. He had a whole bunch of codes. If you shared stuff, you'd get access, you could get to go. Yeah, none of those codes worked. It all was a complete failure. And I think they were just codes for, like, Foxborough residents. So,
the Spike King.
Yeah.
Ooh, doing dirty. The Spike King?
Spike King has an enormous Taco Fall tattoo on his body.
Nice.
Really?
That's awesome.
Enormous.
I'm sure it's really good.
It is actually a really good tattoo. Yeah. It's an excellent tattoo.
Good. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That'll be funny forever. I mean, people are going to know about Taco Fall for the rest of their life.
How he's enormous one of the guys, is it? Apparently, that dresses up as a taco when it's taco, you know, when it goes to the TD Garden. He's the taco guy.
Okay. Well, listen, everyone.
I like the Spike King. The Spike King was nice when he was in the studio.
What did I say about the Spike? I don't remember the Spike King. All I know is that he's the Spike King, king of all spikes.
He's not the Duke. He's not the Prince. He's the king of spikes.
He's certainly not some loony moron jester. He's the king.
Yeah.
So listen, if the king of spikes says something's happening, I'm with the king of spikes. Is he a fat guy?
No.
Okay, because I'm looking at, there's another Spike King. Well, there's a Spike King that's heavy that has twins on him. Is that the Spike King?
He's not heavy. He's not a fat guy.
Okay.
The Spike King was not a fat guy.
Maybe the babies, maybe having twins has made put on a little weight.
I'll reach out to him. If you want to get some insider and want to find out why he's indeed the king of spikes, I can reach out to the guy. I mean, we follow each other, so.
I mean, I hope that he's at least spiking something when we talk to him. I mean, let's go. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. This is the time of year where you got to start spiking. All right. No commercials here, just headlines. We'll be back with the Bankroll Boys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.